I'm so glad to have some sunshine again now that spring is well and truly here. But for pregnant women suffering with hay fever, warm, sunny days can be anything but enjoyable. New research by Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray reveals a quarter of mums felt that battling hay fever symptoms stopped them enjoying their pregnancy. And one in four said they spent less time outdoors in fear of symptoms flaring up. It's clear that mums-to-be are unsure which way to turn when it comes to treatments too, with nearly a third saying they felt there was a lack of information around which allergy relief products they could take. And over 40% didn't think they were allowed to take anything at all. Well, luckily, help is here. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is a summer essential for mums-to-be and little ones experiencing hay fever. It protects you from hay fever symptoms without the need for drugs or preservatives, containing the unique natural ingredient, ectoin, to shield your airways from pollen and to help stop allergy symptoms before they begin, while soothing an itchy, runny or congested nose. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is $9.99 from your local Boots pharmacy or boots.com. With the Fusion Allergy range currently buy one, get one half price, go on, give your nose a holiday.
Hello, I'm Pip and welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, the home of expert information and real chats on all things pregnancy, birth and beyond. Remember, as a podcast listener, you can get 15% off my online courses at midwifepip.com using the code podcast15. This week, it is another solo episode from me, and I'm really excited to be talking to you and sharing a little bit more knowledge to help you understand your birthing environment. And the reason I want us to delve into this a little bit more, as I think often your birth environment is kind of considered a bit of an optional add-on or a kind of nice if you can, but not really thought of as a fundamental part of your labour and birth. And I really like to challenge this because I think the environment we create actually has a massive impact on allowing birth to progress in the way we want to in terms of our physiology and our hormones that are necessary for birth, but also in the way that you feel during your birth and when you welcome your little one earthside. And that has an impact on your whole experience. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that my ethos is very much creating positive and empowered birth experiences for all, regardless of twists and turns and what that might look like for an individual. And I think your birth environment is one of those things you can really take control of and ensure that you have to help with that positive experience. And it's also really great for birth partners to deal with this for you. So I'd recommend this episode being a really helpful listen to for birth partners as well. Now, just taking you to the beginning, when it comes to birthing your baby, there are generally three locations. That may be home, a midwife-led unit, some of which are in the community, some of which are co-located to a hospital, and a labour ward or a consultant-led unit, sometimes also called delivery suite. And your team will be able to support you and advise you as to which they'd recommend. And that'll be a decision that hopefully you've made by the time you kind of get into your third trimester. Now, of course, this is really fluid. So the place that you may plan to birth in may change by the onset of labour or even during labour itself. But I don't want us to put too much emphasis on this place that we're birthing in, because essentially it's four walls around us. And what we can create in that four walls is far more powerful than what that place is called, i.e. home, midwife-led unit, delivery suite. What we create in that four walls can be a continuum, it can stay the same, it can be adapted, and it's essentially the thing that's going to empower us much more than the name of those four walls or that building that we're in. So try not to focus too much energy on the building itself and really consider it as no more than four walls around you. And what you're going to plan and focus on is creating a birth environment in those four walls. And that's what's going to have such a fantastic, positive impact on your labour and birth experience. Now, essentially, we want to create an environment for birth that allows our body to feel calm, to feel relaxed, and to feel in control. Because a calm and relaxed body in labour is one that allows plenty of the powerful labour hormone oxytocin to be produced. And oxytocin is one of the predominant hormones in allowing our body to contract, or our uterus to contract, which is what we need for labour to progress. But also, crucially, it suppresses adrenaline and cortisol. And these are hormones responsible for our fight or flight response. So if we feel threatened, rather than our blood going to our uterus to allow it to contract in labour, it goes to our arms and legs that we can run away.
I'm so glad to have some sunshine again now that spring is well and truly here. But for pregnant women suffering with hay fever, warm, sunny days can be anything but enjoyable. New research by Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray reveals a quarter of mums felt that battling hay fever symptoms stopped them enjoying their pregnancy. And one in four said they spent less time outdoors in fear of symptoms flaring up. It's clear that mums-to-be are unsure which way to turn when it comes to treatments too, with nearly a third saying they felt there was a lack of information around which allergy relief products they could take. And over 40% didn't think they were allowed to take anything at all. Well, luckily, help is here. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is a summer essential for mums-to-be and little ones experiencing hay fever. It protects you from hay fever symptoms without the need for drugs or preservatives, containing the unique natural ingredient, ectoin, to shield your airways from pollen and to help stop allergy symptoms before they begin, while soothing an itchy, runny or congested nose. Fusion Allergy Nasal Spray is $9.99 from your local Boots pharmacy or Boots.com. With the Fusion Allergy range currently buy one, get one half price. Go on, give your nose a holiday.
Now that's really useful if you are a mammal in the wild and you're suddenly approached by a predator and it's not safe to birth anymore and you need to suddenly get out of that space. It's much less helpful in today's environment when it comes to birth. So we really want to get that hormonal balance right, where we have lots of oxytocin and we're suppressing that adrenaline. Now we also need to think about our brains and our neurocortex. And I often say we want our birth brains to be like our sex brains. Now, stay with me. Remember the last time you had good sex? You probably weren't thinking about what was on the shopping list, what you need to put in your hospital bag. You had the natural instinct going that allowed you to enjoy what you were up to and hopefully orgasm. Now that is the brain balance we want during labour. We want that decision-making, analytic, very practical part of our brain to be quietened so that that natural physiology can take over. So the birth environment you might want to create might be similar to that environment where you had good sex. And that's when we start to think about our senses. So touching into sight, smell, touch, sound and taste. And looking at these five different senses is really useful practice for you and your birth partner to jot down a few ideas of how you're going to create an environment that touches into all of those five senses. So sight is probably the easiest and one of my favourite ones. Dim lighting is usually something that women prefer. Now, this is easy in terms of dimming lights, turning lights off, battery candles or fairy lights, simple things to do. But sometimes it may be that you're, for example, going through a corridor or you're in an ambulance if you're being transferred from home into hospital and it's not possible to dim the lights. So how can we get around that? A great thing to do is to pack an eye mask. Really simple. You can even spray it with some nice relaxing lavender spray or a scent that you particularly like. And that's a great job for your birth partner. If they're not able to physically control the lighting because it's an environment that doesn't allow for that, your eye mask is your next friend. So knowing that regardless of where you are, what changes, what happens, those twists and turns, Your birth environment is within your control. Smell is, again, quite a simple one when we think about it. Lots of units now offer aromatherapy. But if not, what smells do you like at home? Can you spray that on your the hospital pajamas that you're planning on wearing, or a pillow, or bring your room fragrance in? It's really easy to actually create that environment. Hospitals smell different. They smell like cleaning chemicals, and we want them to be clean, and that's great. But it's not often the most inviting or comforting smell. So thinking about how you can create that. Sound. This is where playlists are fantastic. And the great thing is music can transfer with you. So whether you're birthing your baby at home, in an ambulance, in a birth centre, or even in a theatre setting, if you've got a speaker or headphones or even just your mobile phone with a playlist on, that can transfer with you everywhere. It's another continuum, regardless of those four walls that you may be inside. Taste. So those of you that do my antenatal and hypnobirthing course will know I'm a good fan of a snack. Our uterus is a muscle, and just like any other muscle in our body, it needs fuel in order to work. Now, this is really important because I like to compare birth to a marathon. It's a bit of an endurance event. And if we were running a marathon, we'd want to fuel our muscles. So during birth, we want to fuel our muscles, and our primary one being our uterus. Now, typically, you don't want a full-blown meal in labor. So thinking about easy, maybe even one-handed or little snacks that you can just nibble on here and there are really, really helpful. So think about the sorts of foods that you're packing. Not full-blown sandwiches, but maybe some cereal bars, some energy sweets, and hydration as well, really important. So a water bottle that you can easily sip from. You don't have to do lots of lid unscrewing or gulping back big bits of water, little sips here and there. And then our last sense is touch. Now, I always recommend bringing a nice comfy pillow, whether that's a feeding one or just one that you use at home, because for some reason, hospital pillows resemble pancakes, and there's always a shortage of them. So in terms of getting you comfortable, a nice soft pillow or even your pillowcase is really helpful. Nice blankets or a snuggly dressing gown that you enjoy wearing at home. Comfortable clothing, so you haven't got irritating labels or seams when you're in labor. And I also recommend packing a flannel so that your birth partner can use this to help cool you down during labor. Labor's really hot work. So it's nice to have a cool water flannel that you can drape over your forehead or the nape of your neck to help you keep comfortable. The other useful thing to look at with touch is massage. Now, everyone's really different. Some women do not want to be touched at all during labor. Others do like some touch and will find massage really helpful. So it's another thing to think about. Now, simple massage tools, if your partner and you don't get on well with kind of hands-on massage, then a simple massage tool can be a really nice option. Honestly, simple comforts in labor shouldn't be underestimated. They're really powerful. So simple things like a lip balm, because if you're using gas and air, your lips will typically get really dry. Hair bands keep your hair out your face. There's nothing more annoying as then that bit of fringe that keeps getting in your eyes. But the key when it comes to creating this in birth environment is to know that it's going to be individual to you. So have a conversation with your birth partner about what you want to create and visualize that together so you're both really clear. And then you know that when you do go in labor, their job, whilst you're kind of getting set, if you like, is to create that for you. It's only going to take a few minutes. And then by the time you've really grounded yourself and got present in that room, your birth environment will be ready for you. So knowing that these are really simple things, really easy things, but in terms of creating that environment where your body feels calm and relaxed and safe, they are game changing. And it's having that body that then is going to allow labor to progress in the way we want it to. So it's really important. And it's not just an add-on or nice if we can. It's actually a really fundamental part of your birth plan. Now, it really does play into your body's birth physiology. And it's one of the many, many things we can do as expectant mums to help to help ourselves during labour and birth and to help our babies to navigate that process, because you're both doing it together. There is lots of other things we can do, and I'm so pleased we've been able to just quickly run through this birth environment with you today. And I hope it's got you thinking and planning, got your notepad to hand, so that you can have a little checklist of those things you want to do. But if you really do want to get more of an understanding about the physiology of your body and your baby during labour and birth, and all those other little elements and parts of the jigsaw that you need to pop together to support you and your baby to have the positive and empowered birth that you want to have, then remember to head over to midwifepip.com, where you can find my online antenatal and hypnobirthing course. I have options where we do a hybrid of online learning and live calls, if that live element is something that you want to do. If it's not, then you can do it without that live element too. But sometimes it's nice to have a bit of a mixture, making it accessible, allowing you to work through it at your own pace and your own time, but also having a beautiful community and being able to check in with myself along the way, so that you really do get the best and most comprehensive preparation for this incredible, incredible moment that will be life-changing and that I hope will allow you to have positive memories forever. So check that out if that's something that you're interested in. It's been lovely to chat to you. I could talk about birth environments all day long. If you've enjoyed this episode and you found this little sneak peek and bit of extra info just from myself chatting solo to you, please get in touch and let me know, because of course it's your podcast, and if you like these little episodes, then I'll keep doing them. Wishing you all a lovely rest of your day, and get that notebook out, start creating your positive birth environment list. Before you head off, I just need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my podcast have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favor? If you have ever enjoyed listening, and hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference and helps me to keep bringing you episodes. The bigger the podcast, the bigger the guests, and the more women we can reach and help. Thank you for subscribing, and I look forward to chatting again soon.